Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, after three challenging years in Ramallah as the German permanent representative there, I have the pleasure to return to the arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation world. As new permanent representative of Germany to the CDE, I would like to assure you, Mr. President, of my delegation's full support under your able stewardship. And likewise, I would like to extend sincere greetings to you all, colleagues here in the room, and pledge my full cooperation in our common effort to move our not always easy dossiers forward. Coming to an arena like this one just shortly before the game is over, so to speak, is not easy. Nevertheless, I would like to reassure you, Mr. President, and all the delegations here, that I will do my utmost to contribute to a positive and successful outcome of this season, which started with augmented expectations. I certainly look forward and hope for the adoption of a meaningful final report which will give us guidance for the future. Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, we are all aware of the fact that in the CD we do not operate in a political vacuum. The current challenges are substantial. Just to name a few, the issue of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, the future of the JCPOA, to which we as Germany, of course, strongly adhere to, chemical weapons in Syria. The realities which surround us have been well captured and described by the UN Secretary General in his recent Geneva speech. His ideas may provide good food for thought. Germany is ready to support the UNSG on the road and very much hopes for the establishment of a broad coalition of countries to move disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control efforts forward. Germany's new government has put the search for peace, global security and disarmament, arms control and non-proliferation very high on its agenda. Not surprisingly, I can say, and it thus follows a long-standing German policy tradition. On the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the signing of the NPT, my foreign minister Heiko Maas stated, "Maintaining a stable architecture of disarmament, arms control and non-proliferation is key for the very survival of mankind." And he also strongly reiterated our commitment to reach a global zero. Here in the CD, our unwavering commitment to disarmament, arms control and non-proliferation has been translated into a number of initiatives and proposals. And we hope that they will come to fruition. But, and furthermore, new challenges have been arriving. I believe the most important ones we need to get a handle on are new technologies, new WMD based on artificial intelligence and autonomous systems, the risk of cyber warfare, and how to mitigate and eliminate it, and the risks emanating from the breathtaking advances in the life sciences. We need to deal with all these in the context of a norms-based international order and international institutions of which the CD is a crucial pillar. We need a continued and intensified dialogue among states, but also with civil society to enhance confidence. In that vein, I'm happy that we will have an opportunity to engage with civil society this coming Friday. And we need an ever firmer conviction that we can only create security in cooperating with each other. Drawing to a close, Mr. President, I would like to reassure you, and you, of course, dear colleagues, that Germany will continue to contribute its share for the CD to meet its current challenges. In that vein, I look forward to working with you all and hope for a successful end game, so to speak, of the 2018 session. Thank you very much.